Welcome to Moments of Melody, 5 minutes to help you along the way. A poem titled, It Couldn't Be Done. Somebody said that it couldn't be done, but he, with a chuckle, replied that maybe it couldn't, but he'd be one who wouldn't say so until he'd tried. So he buckled right in with the trace of a grin on his face. If he worried, he hid it. He started to sing as he tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and he did it. Somebody scoffed, "Oh, you'll never do that. At least no one ever has done it." But he took off his coat, he took off his hat, and the first thing we knew, he'd begun it. With the lift of his chin and a bit of a grin, without any doubting or quit it, he started to sing as he tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and he did it. There are thousands to tell you it cannot be done. There are thousands to prophesy failure. There are thousands to point out to you, one by one, the dangers that wait to assail you. But just buckle in with a bit of a grin. Just take off your coat and go to it. Just start in to sing as you tackle the thing that cannot be done, and you'll do it. A poem by Edgar A. Guest. God told Abraham that he would give him a son who would have many children and become a great nation. Abraham believed God, even though such a promise just couldn't come to pass. And because his faith was strong, he didn't worry about the fact that he was far too old to be a father at the age of 100, and that Sarah, his wife at 90, was also much too old to have a baby. But Abraham never doubted. He believed God, for his faith and trust were strong. And he praised God for this blessing before it ever happened. He was completely sure that God was well able to do anything he promised. And because of Abraham's faith, God forgave his sins and called him just and good. And this wonderful promise that he was accepted and approved through his faith wasn't just for Abraham's benefit. It was for us too, assuring us that God will accept us in the same way he accepted Abraham, when we believe the promises of God, who brought back Jesus our Lord from the dead. I like those words. Abraham believed God. His faith was strong. He praised God for this blessing before it even happened. That's faith. Anyone can believe what he sees, but faith believes God when he doesn't see. He believed God was going to do it and praised him. That's faith.